Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Penthouse 5 podcast, episode number
11.
Now we're in well into double digits. Come on. Yo, how are you, Dave? Are you good?
I'm very good. I'm sitting shotgun next to John. We're driving to a gig. What's today's date?
The 6th of July.
6th of July. We're driving to wedding gig. And yeah, we've got a bit of time in advance, so we thought, why not have a little kind of mini podcast? We haven't got any video to go with it, so you'll just have to, it'll just be your ears tingling as well as your ears and your eyes. But yeah, I'm all right. Been busy, gigging away. The summer's been mad busy for us. It's been really, really good so far. Have you been, John?
Yeah, not too bad, mate, not too bad. If you saw our last podcast episode, it was on a plane. Snakes on a plane, first blood. Travis Ailey. But yeah, like Dave said, we haven't been on the podcast too often, but found an opportunity here. We're about half an hour out right now from arriving at our gig, first gig this weekend, wedding in Kent. So yeah, we're going to do a podcast episode today. And the subjects, you know, what we're going to talk about.
I think it's an interesting one. I think we're going to talk about musicians and, you know, how the life of a musician can affect your relationship with a partner. It's something that, you know, if you're not too aware of it, then, you know, it's definitely, you know, if you are a musician, or it's a massive part of your life. You can't really treat it like a 9-to-5 day job. It never really ends because of the fact that, you know, you constantly got to rehearse, you're learning new material, you've got to practice as much as you can as a musician. You can't just turn up, clock in, clock out. Certainly not if you want to be, you know, a high quality band, which is what we aim to be. You've got to keep on it, you've got to keep rehearsing, make sure you're always tight, always adding new material to the repertoire. If there's, you know, a massive worldwide hit in the charts, you've got to learn that bad boy and you've got to put it in the set if everyone wants to dance to it. But that can, you know, that sometimes that can put a strain on your personal life. It means that you might not be able to see your friends as much. You might miss a few, you know, family events. You could miss someone's birthday party because you're off gigging all the time. And it also means that, you know, you've got to have a really strong partner that, you know, allows you to fulfill your passion, because you might not be around as much as the average guy that, you know, has a normal office job, and then when he's done, and that's it. There's no more responsibilities in his life. Yeah, we just kind of thought we'd just talk about that, really, just kind of make you everyone aware of it. I think it's kind of an interesting thing to talk about. You know, we like to talk about more than just music. We like to talk about life and pop culture and all sorts of everything that, you know, that happens as the world goes round. But yeah, anything. What do you want to say about it, John?
I think it's definitely a subject that probably we haven't ourselves really thought about until, you know, certain circumstances come up. But I think it's important, man. It's just, I guess it's to do with, like, the balance, you know, what you want, like you say, what your partner wants as well. And I'd probably say it comes down to communication as well, like an understanding. If you're a musician and you have a certain goal that you're trying to achieve, then that's you, that's who you are, until you decide whether you actually want it enough or not. I mean, that's on you, but at the end of the day, if you are the musician, if you are trying to achieve something, then that's who you are. And I think it's just working in accordance with that. So whether your partner, like, you communicate a lot to your partner so they are aware of where your ambition is and where your goal is, and then also you don't get so focused maybe that you neglect other things as well, you know. So yeah, I think it's just firstly deciding who you are and what you want, and then, you know, you shouldn't change for someone else, but then it can work with something, you know, you can work with being in a relationship as well. It's just how you approach the relationship as well, you know. Like you said, a balance of both of them, you know.
You've got to have strong foundations, don't you, because it's not just musicians that there's lots of jobs that are antisocial. Like, I work in TV, for example, and the guys that work in the gallery, because we broadcast our news live from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. so they have to be at work for 4 a.m. Right. Which means that they can't really have a normal kind of nightlife and social life, because, you know, they've got to be in bed by like 8-9 o'clock if they want to have any sleep at all, and they're going to be up by they're probably going to be up at like before, just before 3 in the morning, and have a taxi come and collect them and bring them into St Paul's where I work. But there's loads of other jobs, you know, if you work as a security guard or as a bouncer or whatever, then you might be working night shifts, or if you're, you know, working in the public sector, if you're a doctor or a nurse, if you're a firefighter, there's a whole host of jobs where you're working antisocial hours, and so it can be hard for your partner, because, you know, you might be coming home just as they're leaving for work, or you know, they might be asleep when you're back home and things like that. So you do need to be kind of sure of each other, and you need to have strong foundations in the relationship for it to really work. There has to be that understanding there that, you know, this is my job. I mean, more for us as musicians, it's not just a job, but it's a passion. And so I think
it's like part of our identity. Yeah. Well, I would class music in general as definitely a massive chunk, a big percentage of the pie of my identity as a human being.
Yeah, you know, being like, a musician, it's not just your job, it's who you are.
Yeah, I mean, I have memories of me as a kid, like, dancing to certain, like, music, like, video, like old videos and old footage of, you know, home videos and stuff, and stuff like that. And then, like, I found music properly when I was, like, 13 years old, so, you know, it's deep within me, I would say, and a lot of musicians as well. Like, you know, music is just there from a very early age, and then it's just grown and grown and grown. And you, it's almost like you discover music, you know, you discover something, the instrument you play, or, you know, and it's just there for the rest of your life. A lot of people I've met in my life who, you know, they're like, oh, I used to be a drummer, and they're like 50 now. They always have that, like, fond memory of the music, and they wish they could play still. You know, it's always a part of you. You know, it maybe dwindles as like part of like who you are as a person, because you change career and you become into like real life and stuff. But, you know, definitely for us, it's like, I mean, music will always be a part of me, man. Like, you know, so
yeah, I think strictly as a musician, maybe the downside, I guess, for me personally, is that, because it's not just a job, it's a passion. I love doing it. You know, I love whenever we're working on our arrangements and doing it ourselves. And when you're on stage performing live, it's the greatest buzz ever. But I think because of all that passion and enthusiasm and excitement to you know, jump in head first and get as involved as you can, sometimes I know that I've kind of neglected my partner, and that's been difficult on her. And it's an easy mistake to make, just because, you know, you're trying to do music all the time, especially if it's a new band. You've got all the stuff you got to do, rehearsals all the time, you're doing videos, and, you know, we've got new singers bringing in, so then we've got to rehearse with them and kind of start again from scratch. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, you know, that if you're a client and you're booking a band, seeing them on stage is just 10% of everything that goes on.
Yeah, it's like that iceberg metaphor, isn't it? It's like, yeah, you know, the client sees the tip of the iceberg, and then there's this whole other, like, behemoth, like, part of the iceberg underneath that is the hard work, is the rehearsals, is the emails to the clients, is organising with agencies. Like, there's so much stuff that goes on. But, you know, of course, the client wouldn't know that, and that's why we're talking to you guys about it, you know, make you aware. And it's stuff that we weren't aware of, really.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff you don't realise in music, especially in uni and stuff. Like, uni feels like a lifetime ago for me, but there's so much stuff there that you're like, oh, they didn't teach that, they didn't teach this, they didn't teach that. And it's like, this is a massive part of like real life and being a musician and stuff. Yeah. Like that, you know, like, and this is just one of those things. Is like, you know, how are you going to cope with a relationship and trying to pursue your passion, and you know, so you just have a lot of time for, you know, like, you want to put in the time. Because at the end of the day, whatever you do for a living, that takes up probably the biggest part of your life. Like, they say, what, a third of your time is sleeping, depending on how long you sleep. And then, like, another third is, like, you know, work and stuff. And then the rest of it is just your free time, you know? Like, what are you doing with your free time? Are you spending it with a partner, or...
Yeah, Sorry, we have some traffic difficulties traffic in the middle of the podcast.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you had to see, you don't listen to Dave, this is what you get.
I thought you pointed
this out,
right?
No, let's point that way.
No, okay.
No, no worries. But yeah, I think one thing that I've found recently that's really helped me is, I think you know, if you are doing a job like this, you have to be proactive in setting aside time to spend with your partner. I think because before, what I had for me and my partner was, we'd have events booked if we had something fancy, like we might be going to a show or we'd have a holiday or something like that, but it was only like big events that was down in the calendar. And then, you know, actually spending time together as a couple was very reactionary. It was like, oh, we've got a bit of time together, here's a little gap, so let's hang out. But I think, you know, you can, if you plan for something kind of half-heartedly and then rehearsal pops up and then no, we can't do that anymore. And I think that was happening more and more and more. So recently for me, I think it's being proactive in setting aside time, not just for an event or a holiday, but just to specifically, right, here's a couple of days that I've marked out on the calendar and we're just going to be a couple and nothing, there's going to be no other distractions.
But I think that's a really good point and it's a good idea. Like, you're consciously aware that you have to make time. You know, it's almost like you have, I don't know, whatever kind of cups like need to be filled, or, you know, like anything needs to have constant work on it. Like the band, for example, has to have constant work on it. Otherwise, it just dwindles and then will just die. A relationship's exactly the same, and anything else you have, like your job and shit like that, like all of it needs time, effort, and focus put into it. But the more things you have, obviously, the more things you have to put your focus into. You know, and that's entirely up to you. That's individual. How many things you can handle and stuff. But like you say, you gotta really be conscious of putting time aside for the relationship as well. And yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think on top of that is communication with your partner. You know, and obviously, you know, say to them like, look, the band is important to me and it's a passion of mine. I will always be interested in music and blah blah blah. But what I'm going to do is this, this, and this. You know, because if example, you did that and took a weekend off and like, we've got nothing planned, but I'm taking this weekend off, whatever. If the band get a gig, then they'll go do it or whatever. But it gives us a chance to have this weekend.
Yeah.
Because, you know, maybe a weekend either side of that, you're busy or something, you know. So at least if you communicate that to them, then, you know, I mean, if they book plans on that weekend and they're like, oh, no, I've got this thing now, well, then you're free. But at least, you know, you made the effort, you told them, then, like, you know, they can't get annoyed that you can't do something the next weekend, do you know what I mean? Because doing this, you know, you're trying to fill up all the cups and stuff, you know, you're making the effort. The other person has to understand the effort you're making and sort of, you know, it's what's it called? It's the balance between both of you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the compromise.
Compromise,
for both of you to make it work. Like, yeah. I know that it's hard on my partner because ultimately, you know, we've got our calendars synced up so she can see pretty much everything that's going on, so she knows when I'm busy and when I'm not. But ultimately, pretty much.
Right,
but
like, you ready? Sync.
Yeah.
Shit.
No. But you know,
that's empty, your son.
Realistically, she's kind of got to work around my calendar because my calendar's booked up with all the gigs that we do throughout the year. So we have to, it's weaving our way around that to find the time to spend with each other. And so for her and her own personal life outside of our relationship, if she wants to do things on her own, then she kind of has to be wary of, you know, I might as well do that when he's busy because I don't want to do it when he's free because our free time is limited. So, and I think that's something that, you kind of take it for granted. You just think, oh, I've got these gigs, so you know, do it when we're free. But then on the other side of it, when you put yourself in their shoes, then you do kind of realise that actually, okay, they do have to really, that there is a compromise in, you know, when they do what they do, because one person in that relationship is got, you know, far more busy than the other. And that's maybe something that I haven't appreciated as much in the past and something I'm trying to be more wary of going forward. But, I mean, yeah, you know, every couple's different and so you deal with it differently. And like you say, it's just about communicating with each other, and so, you know, finding your own rhythm and your own way of working.
Yeah. What works for you might not work for someone else. What works for them might not work for you. It's definitely all personal to you and the person you're dating. That's what it comes down to, really, isn't it? Like, not sure what else to add to that.
Yeah, it's just, life's hard, man.
Life's hard, fucking deal with it. And,
life's hard, but life's good, so not going to complain too much.
Yeah,
but
any other last little tips?
Last little tips?
Or things, I don't know. This has all come about because, like, you know, you've dealt with your share of it recently.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm going through my thing. Basically, you know, my relationship ended because of that. Oh, part of it anyway, big part of it. But yeah, it's something, like we said at the beginning, it's something that you don't know until, like, you experience it.
Yeah, especially if there's some younger musicians or younger people that are wanting to get into, full-time work as a musician. If you do have a long-term girlfriend, then it's something that you need to talk about, because it is, you know, if you're going to get married to someone and you're a full-time musician, they need to be aware that you're not living a normal 9-to-5 life, and so you're not going to have the normal social life that most people do.
Yeah.
You kind of, you know...
I think as well, maybe another point to add would be the fact that we run this band, and, you know, like, would it be different, do you think, if it was what you did was a hobby, and say you did the band, but you didn't get paid for it, and it was just a hobby, something you enjoyed, versus what it actually is, you know, like, for you, from me, an outside perspective, and I'm the same as well, it's the same for me, so, like, you know, it's a business at the end of the day for me, and part of this business is for the future, and, you know, for you, it's like, you know, the money you get from this, you put towards, like, you're saving for a house and stuff, plus you got your job as well, you know, so it's like, it's different than just being a hobby that you're interested in, like going for like a football practice or something like that, you know, like where it's just your time you're spending. You're not gaining really anything from it except enjoyment, you know, like that's...
Ultimately, if you're doing it as a hobby, if you haven't seen your partner for a while and you're like, do you know what, I could really do with just getting a bottle of wine and watching a movie with my partner because I haven't seen them in ages and I miss them.
Yeah.
If it's just a hobby, then you can say, sorry lads, I can't turn up to rehearsal tonight or whatever because, you know, I just, you know, I've got some other stuff planned and I really want to do it.
You don't understand more of your partner, you know, being like, hang on, how come you're busy this weekend and the weekend after and the weekend after, you know, like... You're not even getting paid for it. You're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just... This is just your free time. You're having fun. And you're not going to have fun with me.
Yeah.
Like, that type of thing is... I could see definitely, like, that's where it would weigh more.
I think that's where you need to... You need to compromise a lot more, I think, if you're doing that just in your spare time. Then, you know, you're doing it for your own personal enjoyment. But if you're in a relationship, you need to... Yeah. You need to... You can't... It can't just be all about you. It's got to be about... your partner as well.
Yeah.
I think whereas if you're a working musician, then
that's different.
You might have 3, 4, 5 plus other people relying on you for them to get paid.
Yeah.
So you can't just quit it and be like, sorry guys, I'm not really up for it tonight, because that means they're out of a job. Because they don't have a keyboard player, and obviously everyone knows that keys is the most important instrument. So if you ain't got no keys, there's no point playing. It's just terrible. But in all seriousness, if you know, a band can't function without a permanent member.
Mm.
It's different. Even if you've got debts, it's like, people are relying on you to work and get paid. And so you can't just quit it whenever. So if you're a working musician, that's something that the other partner needs to remember. Like, they've committed to a gig, which is effectively work. You know, it's a business, it's not just a hobby. I think that it always gets caught up in, for so many reasons, the fact that music is an art, it's never treated as a business.
Mm.
It's treated as just a bit of fun.
Yeah,
but
especially, like, you know, I mean, the amount of hard work that's gone into this, and it's you know, it's well over a year now that this band's been going, like a year and a half, and all the hard work, like, there's a lot of hard work that's gone into this. And then when you think, like, you know, you see a video of ours on Instagram or something, and we're just having fun at a gig. I mean, that's what the end goal is, you know, it's to earn a living, but at the same time, fucking enjoy what we're doing in every aspect, the rehearsals, the music we're playing, like being with the people that we're with at that time, you know, you choose the band members and stuff, all that sort of stuff. So if someone just happens to see that part of it, it's like, oh, they're just fucking around, they're just like having a
exactly.
laugh.
Exactly, and that
you
can almost
all the grind to get to yeah. that point, because you want to fucking enjoy life.
That's it. But that enough. It can almost work against you. I know that I've had disagreements, shall we say, where it's just like, oh, you know, you're going to the band and you're off having fun, and you know, whilst I'm at home on my own, and it's like, it is fun, but it's work.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just playtime. It's yeah. a shitload of work that's gone into it.
Yeah.
A lot of work and effort, and so, you know, I'm not just ditching you because I have more fun with the band
yeah.
than you.
It's
so
not like
blah,
you're ditching
blah.
Them and be like, yeah, I'll see you in a couple of hours, go to the cinema. Like,
yeah, exactly.
And
no.
Like, there's no real benefit for the long term. Like, everything we're doing is for the long term. You know, like, you put in the effort now and it's an investment of your time and energy into a future, you know?
Yeah, and that is a common thing that can get misconstrued. It's the music is an art, it's not a real job, you're just having fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, and that can, so I think if you're with someone who is a musician, who is a working musician, I think that's something that you need to remember, is they are loving what they do and it is their passion, but they're not just doing it for a laugh, they're getting paid. And there's other people that are relying on them to do it, so they can get paid as well. And so, yeah, sometimes there's a little bit of slack that needs to be given in that regard as well. But, yeah. You know, as we've said throughout this podcast, there's lots of to's and fro's. It's not...
Yeah, it's compromise between both the couple.
Yeah.
Communication, a massive...
I think, for the musician, it's having the patience and the respect for your partner who's, you know, kind of working their life around yours a little bit. Because of the schedule of the work, but then on the other side of the foot, it's having the patience of your partner, the musician, and yeah, being aware that it's not just some fun, it's work that they're doing and money that they're earning, just like any other guy in a 9-to-5. So,
cool.
So yeah, things to bear in mind, but anyway, yeah, good chat, John.
Yeah, nice good chat. Man. Anyway, we'll speak to you guys. Oh, we'll see you guys on the next podcast. Hopefully, it won't be too much of a break, and again, if you've got time, review us on any of the podcast platforms. Check out our YouTube page, Instagram, follow us. You know, we're always on social. So, yeah. Till next time, guys. Peace out.
Bye.